Colonel, this is Forrest again.
Right, Forrest. You got something?
Yes, sir.
Right. How many do you see?
About 20, or... No, make that 40, or...
It's probably just a scouting party. Sit tight while I...
8, 90, 150, 70...
Mark the spot on the grid. Now, Forrest.
Yes, sir. 190, 225, 275.
Forrest, I want you two to stay put out of sight and wait until the main force arrives.
350, 400, call it 500. Did you say something, sir?
Yes, I did. Forrest, are you paying attention?
600, 700. I'm listening, Colonel. You were saying something about this being a scouting party?
That's right. Just scouts. I'm 90% sure. Felix watched some 2,000 ants boiling throughout the maze almost underneath him and thought about idiot officers and running away.
Colonel, this is Forrest, and I'm listening, but I don't think you are. 3,000, 4,000, you hear? 5,000 ants are in sight right now.
Now listen, Forrest, you... How many did you say?
Never mind, Colonel, I'll tell you in person. We're coming back.
Huh?
Forrest, what the... Forrest out,
said Forrest simply, and Felix heard her cut him off. Felix did the same. They turned together and slid off the edge together. They landed easily on the floor of the cul-de-sac and began running back down the passage with Felix in the lead. He could hear her panting along behind him on the proximity band, could hear her mumbling something about that dumb fuck colonel, and he thought about how much he would have laughed if it had been funny. They crossed the killing area with only 4 powered strides apiece and over the barricade and the warriors behind it. As they leaped over the rows of helmets, Felix heard a warrior's deep bass voice muttering,
"Sure as hell found us fast. What's that blinking hurry?"
And then he was passed and down. He turned and faced the barricade, gripped the muzzle of the blazer, and took several deep breaths. Forrest was busy talking to the group leader and gesturing with her armored arms. The two seemed to reach an agreement. She laid a gloved hand on his shoulder and turned away toward Felix.
"We'll get the starfish first. They aren't really much. It would take 2 or 3 to match a blaze bomb. But duck anyway. If one were to actually hit you as it detonated, it would split the plasteel."
Felix nodded, took more deep breaths.
"We've got a bigger area than most to back up because we're scouts and can move so quickly. I'll take the left for now, I guess. You all right?"
He looked at her, said nothing.
"Right," she said and moved into position. "Don't forget the starfish."
Felix was still wondering what starfish were when he saw them. The air was suddenly filled with a cloud of what looked like 6-spoke rimless wheels that arced gracefully against the sky from somewhere in the maze. Most landed short in the killing area. There they had a harmless effect, but several did manage to get over the barricade and the sounds of the explosions were quite loud all of a sudden. There were some screams when it had stopped.
"Here they come,"